K-State Nation. This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, Daily Edition. Eddie Greer here, coming at you from an overcast Manhattan, Kansas, sitting here. Just got off work here, doing this daily real quick on this Monday, July 25th, 2022, folks. This will focus surely on volleyball again. We had episode 110 of the Pearl Project Podcast weekly. Now, wherever you listen to your podcast, if you're new to the show, you're a K-State Wildcat fan, and appreciate you for hopping on board. Make sure you hit that subscribe button every time and stay alert every time we update new content, whether that's a daily or a weekly edition of the podcast. I do the weeklies every week with my co-host Alex Aiden. Okay, volleyball. Focus in a classroom for a few minutes. Last year, I remember a daily doing K-State volleyball. They all obviously they excel on the court, but they excel definitely in the classroom. And for this 12th consecutive year, K-State volleyball was recognized with the USMC such AVCA Team Academic Award for the 2021-22 academic year. The American Volleyball Coaches Association announced today. Yes, they did. They had K-State last year had like 10 or 11 people on the list last year, and they're just killing it off in the classroom, definitely. And part of being a student athlete is taking full responsibility in the classroom there, and K-State Volleyball did that. The honor, which was given to the programs with a team GPA, grade point average of 3.3 or higher during the academic year, is the 20th in K-State volleyball history. The streak of 12 straight awards extends the longest such streak in program history, 5 years longer than its next best streak of 7 consecutive awards from 2001-02 season through the 2007-08 year as well. The team accolades cap another strong academic year for the Cats. In total, 8 Cats were named to the 2021 Academic All Big 12 teams, and 7 being first team selections. As a team, K-State boasted a 3.377 GPA during the fall and a 3.392 GPA in the spring semester as well. Junior middle blocker Kaylee Fernholtz, senior defensive specialist Lauren Hinkle, and junior liberal Mackenzie Morris each turn in a perfect GPA. If you don't know what that is, that's a 4.0 G. That's perfect. 4.0 GPA. I mean, there's some other super smart students out there that achieve higher, maybe a little higher than that. I mean, that's the highest you can go there as well. There as well, the USMC / AVCA Team Academic Award was initiated back in 1992. It honors collegiate and high school volleyball teams that display excellence in the classroom during the school year. This year, more than 1,200 teams earned the award. 6 of 9 teams in the Big 12 received the 2021-22 USMC / AVCA Team Academic Award. Again, coming into this season for K-State Volleyball, the Wildcats do return 7 letter winners and 5 starters from last year's squad that qualified into the 2022 NCAA Volleyball Championship Tournament, which includes, obviously, this year's, once again, Big 12 all-season, preseason all-Big 12 first-teamer for the third consecutive year, Aaliyah Carter. It marked the 18th all-time postseason appearance in program history and the 13th under longtime volleyball head coach Susie Fritz, who enters her 22nd season as Wildcat head coach of the K-State volleyball team, and tickets are on sale now. Go to kstatesports.com for more information on that. So again, high praise again. K-State volleyball putting it down and earning more postseason accolades there. So looking forward pretty much to a strong, not only is just a strong season on the court, but again, strong year in the classroom once again for K-State there, as they look to build on what they accomplished last year, of course, obviously on the court there, making it getting in. I mean, yes, I know they squeaked in, but that's a big deal though, squeaking in getting into the NCAA tournament in volleyball, and then, of course, continuing year after year to excel in the classroom. So, once again, congratulations to K-State Volleyball, trying to cover all things K-State here on the Purple Project Podcast, which you can find it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it on this Monday edition. And stay tuned, obviously. I said this before on the show. Obviously, this podcast is brought to you by AutoFest 2022, the Rally in the Valley. 2 weeks out, folks, here in Manhattan, Kansas, taking place in the parking lot of the Midwest Car Collection Center in the West Side, Manhattan, Kansas. I'll be giving more details again this on the next edition of the Weekly. If you haven't downloaded and listened to episode 110 of the PPPW edition, go back and check that out. There's information there. And of course, you can go back and download the Rally in the Valley daily as well. It's getting closer and closer by the day. So the countdown is on for the inaugural car show for them, which is also sponsored by the KC Senate, JCI, and Broken Studs Motorsports are also helping out sponsoring that event as well. But yes, backing up to my last point here, obviously the goal here for this podcast, for those of you new to the show, and those of you who've been in and out, is to cover all things K-State sports. Obviously, we got our big two, football and basketball. Football, obviously, coming up here around the corner. It'll be here before you know it, less than 40 days out. To kick off against South Dakota September 3rd. Me and the fam will be there for our usual ritual for get to the first game of the season. And we'll also be at the highly anticipated, which is turned out to be, well, it was going to be highly anticipated anyways, the highly anticipated second game between former Big 12 foe, now SEC opponent, Missouri, coming here to Manhattan. So that's going to be a big game, huge game right there for K-State as well. And what has happened between the two schools, go back and check out the recent edition of the weekly podcast, episode 110. You'll understand why that is as well. But yeah, our football Fridays, I like where that's at right now. I've been doing this all summer long, since the summer began. Go check those out. I want to bounce around different sports. I know we're going to still get more coverage of football by the day, but I want to keep that separate unless something does come up, like a recruiting or a press conference or whatever. But yeah, I would definitely like to keep that at a separate day, and might add in some high school along with that. High school football will begin gearing up here pretty soon as well. So some details about that as well. But appreciate you guys, K-State Nation. Again, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast, whether that's a student or your friend or your next door neighbor or whoever that is, or you're listening to it from out of state. We've been getting some good ratings from the people that are out of state who listen to this podcast as well, so we appreciate you as well. That's going to do it on this edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer, thank you for listening. Go Cats. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.